Birthdays, holidays, anniversaries, whatever the occasion is, Gifting Map has you covered. Visit giftingmap.com for great gifts. That's giftingmap.com, your map to great gifting. You're listening to The Gold Standard on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Alex Gold.
Back in here on SB Nation Radio, and time to talk more about the report out earlier today that Kansas on the verge of hiring Les Miles, trying to finalize the deal. The man that reported that for Sports Illustrated joins us now on the BetDSI.com inside line, Ross Dellinger, national college football writer. And Ross, you did report earlier that they're finalizing a deal, the two sides there, to make him the next head football coach at Kansas. Where do things stand right now, and what's the latest over the last 24 hours or so?
Well, I think, you know, negotiations between the two have been going on for a while. You know, it probably goes back, you know, I don't know, it might go back weeks, plural. I at least know for the last several days it's been going on, and talks have, I think, been going on between the two. And I think what happened yesterday with the LSU buyout, Les Miles taking the lump sum of basically settling his buyout with LSU and completely divorcing them, for lack of a better term, kind of paved the way for this to really transpire, you know, and that way he's kind of freed up from LSU and all that. And now it feels like it's, you know, it seems like it's in the final stages of being completed and a deal being struck. And like I said, I think it seems like it's been pretty close for a while. It's just been a little under the radar. You know, Jeff Long, he's done a good job of, outmaneuvering the, Kansas media up there a little bit, with the planes, and he's going to see some coaches and interview some coaches, and you know, sometimes there are courtesy interviews I think that go on, and I wonder you know, if, and I don't know for sure, but I wonder if that's kind of what happened here over the last week or so.
Yeah, he's been having fun kind of trolling people with his Twitter account, which has been fun to follow as a KU grad. Now, as far as the settlement with LSU, I mean, is that pretty normal? I mean, was that a roadblock for this maybe to get done? Or did you just want to totally say, hey, I'm wiping my hands clean, I'm just done with that chapter? Is that what may be more what it is?
Well, yeah. You know, I think that it just, for one, it kind of freed up. You know, you just kind of break in divorce completely. You know, you don't want to have that hanging over you. And if Kansas does end up locking up Les for it's really what's going to happen here is Les is going to look like a genius, I think, is what's going to happen if this all if this all goes down, because LSU had $6.5 million remaining to pay Les in buyout money, and they were going to have to pay it if the next job they were on the hook for $6.5 million, and so it was about $1.5 million a year for the next 4 years. And if Les made a salary at his next job over $1.5 million, then LSU was off the hook. It didn't have to pay anything at all, nothing. But if he makes a salary above or below $1.5 million, then LSU has to match the difference. So I think what happened here, if I had to guess, is Les is going to get more than $1.5 million, and he's got a deal for more than $1.5 million. If he's confident he's going to get a salary of more than $1.5 million. And because of it, he wanted to get a few more dollars out of LSU, and so they cut him a check for $1.5 million just to get rid of him, basically. So if it does, all this transpires, you know, LSU looked really good yesterday with that. And when the deal came out and the news came out, I was like, oh, wow, LSU saved $5 million.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they also cut a check for $1.5 million, and it's $1.5 million that they might not have to ever have paid less. So that should be interesting to watch.
No question, yeah, because David Beatty, who's on his way out there, of course, at Kansas, was making in his new contract about $1.6 million a year. And we know, I mean, Les is going to command more than that, I would imagine. So that's definitely a good point that you make there. We're talking with Ross Dellinger, national college football writer for Sports Illustrated. Again, he reported a little bit earlier on today that Kansas and Les Miles are finalizing a deal to make him the next head football coach there. Now, for Kansas here, I mean, considering how far down that program is, a lot of people I know when Jeff Long took the job knew that, okay, David Beatty's time there was numbered, but wondering what kind of guy could they actually bring in there, considering how down it is from a national perspective. What do you make that Kansas, it seems like they're going to be able to land a guy that, that certainly is a championship-winning coach?
Yeah, you know, Les has his positives and negatives like every coach. You know, I think a positive to Les is he brings excitement because he has a championship pedigree. I mean, he won two SEC crowns, played in a third SEC championship game. He won one national title and played in a second national title game. And all that happened in 11 full seasons at LSU, one more game at LSU than all but one coach in the school's history. So he brings that excitement as far as a winning record, championship record, things like that. I think he probably brings excitement because of his personality. He's just quirky, goofy Les Miles who eats grass and sprays, according to commercials, sprays Dos Equis on field turf. And, you know, he's an interesting guy. And I think he'll bring some excitement there. And, you know, the third thing that you get positive in Les is you get a guy who is just good with people. He understands people. They like him. His players like him. He can recruit pretty well because mamas and daddies like him. So you get all that. You know, what the downside is, obviously, you know, Les Miles is 65 years mm-hmm. old, and he's going to be one of the older, probably haven't looked at it, but I'm guessing he's going to be one of the older coaches. If this does happen, he's going to be one of the older coaches in college football, in definitely Power Five. So you have that, and then you have the, you know, why he was fired at LSU, and that's because of kind of an archaic, you know, I formation, run heavy, hard-nosed, you know, physical offense. And that's something that at Kansas, you know, you probably have to change. And he said in the past he does plan to change his offense. So a real key question in this hire to me is who's going to be Les Miles' offensive coordinator.
Yep. Yeah, that was going to be my next. That's where I was headed. I was going to say that's the million-dollar question maybe right now a lot of Kansas fans have if this, in fact, does happen, is just wondering what you brought up at the end there and then where they go potentially with his staff. Do you sense, though, I mean, is he the type of guy that would kind of reach back into the well and not necessarily for that position but bring some of his guys around, or do you think he would kind of take a fresh new approach even with his staff?
Well, no, I think, you know, Les is a guy, you know, there's a lot of coaches who just hire their guys, mm-hmm. people they work with in the past, maybe older guys. Les isn't necessarily like that. He has not been like that. And honestly, that has been one of his strengths. You know, he's a great kind of CEO of a program. And being a CEO, I think one of the biggest things you got to do is making decisions, specifically making decisions on hiring people. And he's been solid at that. You can look at his hires from LSU. I was on another radio show earlier today. We're going through the defensive coordinators he's hired at LSU. Dave Aranda, who's the highest paid defensive coordinator in the nation right now. Kevin Steele, who's a defensive coordinator, pretty successful at Auburn right now. John Chavis, who had been in the league. He had some of the LSU's best defenses ever. And before him, Bo Pelini. So what Les has really made some good hires, and sometimes he goes outside of the box. He goes young. He goes people he hadn't worked with at all. So Les is definitely not zeroed in on a certain group of people or just his boys, you know. He's certainly not zeroed in on that. And I think probably as a prerequisite to get this job, and if I was Jeff Long, I would have definitely done this. I don't know if he did, but Les probably had to give him Les would have had to give me a pretty good plan on offense. What you're going to do, who you're going to hire.
Talking with Ross Dellinger, national college football writer for Sports Illustrated. He joins us here on SB Nation Radio. Now that Les seems to maybe be off the market, who are a name or two, maybe if you have one, for Maryland and Louisville, where do they head? Do you think they were ever really in the mix or interested in Les?
I never heard those two for Les. You know, obviously the Colorado report came out, and you link Colorado mm-hmm. with Les. Les's big thing is, and this is probably something that developed from his poor relationship with his bosses at LSU and Joe Aleva and him, that his next stop, he needed to know the administration. He needed to trust the administration. And you look at you if you're just looking at schools where he has people he knows in the administration, it's Colorado and it's, of course, Kansas. And so I think Colorado was out there potentially. Now, they haven't made an official move on Mike McIntyre, but it sure seems like it's headed to that direction. So I never saw less for Maryland or Louisville. You know, Louisville, obviously, the name Jeff Brohm is everywhere, it seems like. And then for Maryland, you know, Mike, I would keep an eye on Alabama offensive coordinator Mike Locksley. He's spent some time at Maryland, and he's kind of a hot name right now. He's got Alabama's offense, obviously, you know, cruising.
Last one for you. What did you make? It's away from the coaching hires, but, you know, what did you make of Ed Oliver, Major Applewhite, that incident that kind of turned into a big discussion over the past 24 hours? Over him wearing a jacket, I guess, apparently was only for active players. We know he's hurt, and then there's some question whether or not he's going to sit out the rest of the year to save his body for the draft and everything like that. What did you make of that? Because it sure wasn't a good look for Major Applewhite, I think, nationally.
Well, you know, usually those things obviously don't play out publicly like they did, and I think it just goes back to a player we've been seeing it a lot, and it's going to just happen more and more, a player kind of checking out, you know, and not to say that Ed's not hurt, because I think he probably is hurt, but you just get that feeling that that's kind of part of this deal, and the frustration with Major Applewhite is, you know, we've seen this. I mean, shoot, you know, I covered LSU football, and Leonard Fournette set out the bowl game, and again, he was hurt. I think if it would have been the game against Alabama, he would have probably fought through it and played. But it's those type of things we're seeing more and more in college football. And, I mean, good for the player, but the coach is going to react, you know. And coaches don't think like the players think in those situations. Coaches want their players to play. I think a lot of coaches would admit that, maybe not on the record, but they do. And I wonder if that was some built-up frustration with Major Applewhite.
Ross Dellinger, national college football writer for Sports Illustrated. Terrific insight on what's going on with Les Miles in Kansas. Thanks so much for hopping on the show tonight.
Yeah, guys, thanks.
You got really good stuff, man. That was fantastic insight from Ross, talking about how this kind of came together and how maybe he would put together his staff. He doesn't think Les Miles is a guy that will kind of go back to the well and kind of just get his guys. He's willing to get the best potential guys to be around him. Again, this deal looks like it's going to be happening any time now, as Ross Dellinger from Sports Illustrated, the first to report that Kansas and Les Miles finalizing a deal to become the next head football coach there in Lawrence. Our guest line sponsored by BetDSI.com. Use promo code WIN125. Get 125% bonus on their deposit. Get all the plays in the inside line at BetDSI.com. Detroit Lions head coach Matt Patricia being a jerk again.